white.
I'd like to call to order the joint interim special committee on public education appropriation. Hopefully this will be our last meeting of the of this year in this session, and Victoria is going to tell us why we are here, why we have to meet again, and what we need to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. As you will recall, the last time we met, Senator Girod asked some questions about federal pass-through dollars and how they were accounted for in the quality education model, which I was unable to answer. I apologize for that. So I consulted with Mr. Wilson in LFO, and he was able to provide an explanation of that in terms of how the federal money is subtracted from the QEM before we are given the target number that we include in our report. He put that information in a memo, which I circulated to all of you in December, I believe. So in the course of doing that, however, a question arose as to whether or not the QEM had included funding for implementation of full-day kindergarten. We originally believed that it did not, which was of great concern because that would have put our number off by about $220 million. In discussions back and forth with ODE, we determined that, yes, it did include funds for implementation of full-day K, but at a rate of about $191 million. ODE has since revised its estimate to $220 million. So what I have done is gone ahead and made a correction, an amendment to the draft report, which is in OLIS, and you will see the only page that has a change on it I have set before you today. It's page 13. So the only changes that have occurred here are bolded there. An additional $28.5 million required to implement full-day kindergarten based on revised QEC estimates brings that total to $9.187 billion. So then you'll see I've also corrected the gap calculation. Goes from $1.785 billion to $1.814 billion. And I've also corrected the chart below. So those are the only corrections that I've made to the draft report, other than to put January on the title page as opposed to November.
So are we ready for motion, Madam Co-Chair?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move to Victoria. What's my word? There you go.
Stop.
There you go. I move to adopt the amended draft report on public education appropriation.
And Representative Comp has moved to adopt the amended draft report on public education appropriation. Is there discussion?
I just would like to make a comment.
Kathleen.
Thank you, Co-Chairman Rides. I think we all owe Senator Girod a big thank you for noticing this, because I can't stand having inaccurate numbers. So I appreciate that this has been clarified. So thank you.
I was a yes, now I'm a no.
Oh, Mr. Chair,
yes.
I too, and I hope we can get Senator Girod back to a yes, but since he has a wealth of experience and is very astute with accounting figures and observant, Dennis need to be able to do that, and so thank you too for me.
Okay, still a no.
And Representative Taylor, our resident accountant, it's nice to have her happy as well.
I do like to. Are we open for discussion?
Yes.
You actually brought us back to correct for how much money? $220 million.
Yeah, $28 million
on a $9 billion budget.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, we're not going to talk anymore.
And I just want to know how much minimum wage is going to cost all this, increase the gap.
This co-chair is not saying anymore.
Yeah?
Well, it just depends on the...
How about the salary increases, the $625 million roll-up fee the governor passed for all funds budget?
Mr. Co-Chair, could we ask Senator Girod to save these wonderful questions for Full Ways and Means tomorrow?
He will.
I told you I was a yes.
Okay.
Okay, the motion is to adopt the amended draft report on public education appropriation. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Senator Girard objects. Anybody else? Motion carried. And do we have a carrier?
No.
We don't
even take this to the floor.
It's just being published.
Oh, we don't have to take this to the full Ways and Means.
Nope.
No.
Do we have anything else to come before us?
We do not.
Well, I think we should all thank Victoria.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
Good job.
Thank Senator Girard for bringing this.
And Mr. Wilson.
And Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Thank Mr. Wilson. And thank Representative Taylor for being happy with the change. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.